want to share with you two interesting ideas from the Chasam Sofer on this week's Parsha. The first one is, again, towards the beginning. Ani chosencha Yisro bo'ilecha v'ishtecha u'shnei b'nei ima. That Yisro mentions through a shaliach, as Rashi says, that Yisro is coming. I am Yisro who's coming with your wife and your two sons. And it's fascinating when you look at the next pasuk. It says, Vayetze Moshe likras chosno, that Moshe comes out to greet his father-in-law. And when you look through the rest of the perek, there's no mention made of reuniting with his wife and sons. It's all about him and Yisro. What's going on? Why is there focus specifically on Yisro? And why are we told that Moshe goes out to greet his father-in-law and doesn't go out to greet the rest of the family? So perhaps the simple explanation is that it's the way of the Chumash sometimes to mention the dominant person in the story, and it obviously includes everyone else. But at the same time, it's pretty significant to reunite with your wife and your sons. So what's happening here? Rashi makes the comment on the pasuk, Ani chosencha Yisro bo'ilecha, that I'm coming, I'm coming, and also your wife and your two kids. Why did Yisro present it that way to Moshe, the message that way? To tell you, im ein ata yotze begini, tzei begini ishtecha u'shnei banecha, that if he said to Moshe, if you're not going to come for me, at least come to greet your wife and two kids. That was Yisro's plan. I'm coming, so come for me, but even if you don't want to come for me, come for the family. So says the Chasam Sofer. We have a Gemara, the Gemara Yerushalmi, at the end of Horios, that says you have two people. Who comes first? A ger or a mummer? You have a convert or someone who is a mummer, someone who went off the path of Yahadus. Who gets precedence? Says the Gemara, mummer kodem. The mummer comes first. When you have the opportunity to be with, to bring someone back into the fold, they take precedence over a convert. Where do they get this from? They get this from the Chasam Sofer says, we get this from the story, the famous story of Yehoshua ben Prachya, Yehoshua ben Prachya and Jesus, where Jesus was the Talmud of Yehoshua ben Prachya, and he was excommunicated by Yeshua ben Prachya, and he never, every time that Jesus came for to be machzer lemutav, to do teshuva, Yeshua ben Prachya pushed him off, didn't allow him to return, and finally the one day where he wanted to bring him back, he was saying Shema, and it looked like when he was Jesus that he wasn't motioning him to come towards him, but rather he was pushing him away, and he never came back. And eventually he confronted him, and he said, why don't you come back? He said, well, you taught me that if someone sins, there's no path for repentance, it's over. So based on that story, says the Chasam Sofer, the mummer always comes before a ger. If you have the opportunity to bring someone back, you run to bring them back into the fold. So what was the plan then? What was the plan from Yisro? What was Yisro's strategic plan? Ani chosencha Yisro ba'ilecha v'ishtecha u'shnei b'nei ima. I'm coming, and also your wife and kids. In other words, come for me, because I'm a convert. I want to convert, so I'm a ger. But even if you're not going to come for me, we know what the rule is. Ger and a mummer, who comes first? A mummer comes first. So if you're not going to come out for me, look, you have a chiyuv to come out for your wife and your sons. You don't know what happened to them while you were away for so long. We have to be concerned. Yisro says, maybe they went off the path, and now you need to bring them back in. But what happened? What were we told? Vayetze Moshe likras chosno. Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law. What do you mean? Why didn't he go out to, why doesn't the Torah mentioned that he went out to greet his wife and kids? Of course he went out to greet his wife and kids. Says the Chasam Sofer that Moshe was batuach b'ishto ubanav. He wasn't concerned that his wife and kids would have veered off the path when they were separated. He was confident in their upstanding, a longstanding, eternal commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there was no need for him to go to be yotze, begin ishtecha u'shnei b'nei. He wasn't worried about their spiritual standing. They were fine. It was Vayetze Moshe likras chosno. the fact that Moshe went out to greet his father-in-law is not as we understand it, says the Chasam Sofer, that he's greeting his father-in-law because I'll look at the kavod he gives for his father-in-law. It's actually, according to the Chasam Sofer, the story really is about the fact that he ran to greet his father-in-law because he was the one, because there was no chiyuv to greet his wife and kids in the sense that he was confident that they weren't off the path, but it was his father-in-law who wanted to convert, that he now was the only one who he was obligated to visit from a halachic standpoint. So the Chasam Sofer takes a little halachic bent on the story. We have a problem. The problem is that Yisro's coming with the family and Moshe's only coming out to greet the father-in-law. So says the Chasam Sofer, the way we can explain it is that from a halachic perspective, Moshe wasn't obligated to greet his wife and kids because they were not there was no concern of being mumarim, but it was Yisro who was the ger. We had to go out and make sure that the ger would be, or at least the prospective ger, would be taken care of. That's idea number one. The second idea is a really beautiful thought from the Chasam Sofer. For Esau Ascham al Kanfei Nesharim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that he is going to carry them on eagle's wings. And says the Chasam Sofer, very strange that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to carry you like Kanfei Nesharim, even though we're generally compared to a Yonah, to a dove, the purity, the white of the dove, and now we're being connected to an eagle. What's the significance of being connected to a Nesher? So we know Rashi's pshat is that a Nesher keeps its babies on its wings. That's why it's al kanfei nesharim, on your wings, because eagles fly higher than all the other birds, and therefore they have no reason to fear that a bird is going to fly on top and snatch their baby away, as opposed to other birds. They hold their babies by the talons, by the feet, in order that they can protect their young. So that's what Rashi says. I'm going to put you on top. You have nothing to be afraid of. I'm going to put you on my back. Essentially, that's the idea. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not the pshat. The pshat is as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, and we know this in general, that even the pathways to tshuva for a Jew are never turned away. Afilu Yisrael ovdei avodah zarah mikol makom nikraim banim chavivim lamakom. We're always called banim lamakom, where the pathways are never turned away from us. Even though it's true, there are some times, like Eli's sons, that apparently the pathways to tshuva were turned away. Nevertheless, the general idea is that for Yisrael, the pathway to tshuva is never turned away because we're always considered banim lamakom. And what's the proof? The proof is from a nesher. A nesher, we know, says the Chasam Sofer, all four simani tumah of an oaf, all four simani tumah of a bird, are found in a nesher. And yet, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm going to carry you on kanfei nesharim, on the wings of an eagle. The remez is to tell you that even if a Yisrael has all the signs of tumah, they are in the bottom rung, they've done nothing spiritually positive and uplifting in their entire lives, nevertheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, v'avi eschem, al kanfei nesharim. I'm going to place you on the wings of an eagle, like the wings of an eagle. No matter what, no matter where you are in your station in your life, I'm always there because you are my children, and I will carry you back, and I will bring you to a unique and special relationship with the divine. And that is our hope, that no matter where we are in our lives, we hope that we're always spiritually connected. But no matter where our position, where our station is in life, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there for us when we need him. Have a great day.